Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey.
One of the most important ways to manifest integrity is to be loyal to those who are not present. In doing so, we build the trust of those who are present.
I love that quote from Stephen Covey. So today we're going to talk about integrity in the planner community. I just had a situation kind of in my personal life. And I want to address it here on the show because, you know, this is about what MJ and I kind of talk about. Some of our conversations we're bringing public. I just want to kind of touch on those things. I had one friend call me and tell me something that another person said. You know, I recently rejoined the planner community. I stepped away for a while. I didn't even realize it was like almost 2 years. Seriously.
Man,
that's so crazy.
It's a long time.
It is, like, wow, you know. Anyway, this person saw me kind of becoming friends with people. And of course, you know, people I hung with and ran with when I was very active in the planner community. And she just passed along some information. I'm pretty sure I take it as her being loyal to me and just kind of giving me a heads up. I don't think it was malice. I don't feel that it was, I don't think her intentions were bad. I think her intentions right. were she's looking out for me. That's my friend. You know, I still talk to her. And this information was passed along to me, and I feel like she should know it. So that's the way I took it. Mm-hmm. But then what bothered me is that I can't address it with the person who has these feelings towards me or this thought towards me. I can't address it because the other person doesn't want to be implicated.
Yeah.
So that's when things get gross to me, because I'm not the type to just let things sit and linger, especially when I felt that we stopped talking or stopped hanging out or whatever on good terms. Like, you know, it was a choice to step back or step away. It wasn't like we had a huge fight or anything or a falling out. It's just, you know, life happens and we step back, or that's at least what I thought. So anyway, that brings us to triangulation, which MJ is awesome at explaining.
Yeah. So basically, triangulation is kind of like, I mean, just using an example, it's when two people have a stressful situation or conflict, and a third person comes in and for whatever reason to alleviate that conflict. So if you start, like, if you have an issue with somebody, then you bring somebody else in and tell that person, and it kind of relieves you of the burden. Mm-hmm. But yet, you know, it's not always healthy to do that.
Right.
Because sometimes it just increases drama. Other times, a way to triangulate that could be helpful is like when you have a therapist, like you tell your therapist and then process that and work through it. But then more than likely, you know, if you have a good therapist, that person will help you to manage that stress, but also take it back to that person to, you know, work through it.
Right. And I think that's important. And I think it's also important to make sure you have healthy friends that tell you healthy things to do or help you get through things healthy. I feel like I'm very fortunate to have MJ. She doesn't act as my therapist. Let's just put that disclosure out there. She doesn't act as my therapist, but she is very, very, she helps me to have a healthy mind about it. Like, I'll get the fuss about it. I'll get the vent about it. But then we talk about it in a healthy way, I feel like. Or she'll bring me, you know, I don't know if you would say like devil's advocate or, you know, I don't know that it's devil's advocate. I just feel like it's a different point of view that I may not think of.
You know, I feel like sometimes, like, you know, friends, we want to, like, you know, support our friend when they're going through something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we either say, oh, I'm not part of it. Or a lot of times we say, oh, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. So it's consistently invalidating. Or, you know, you're the hype man, like you hype it up and then you, yes. the person gets more angry. But I think that for me and my friendships, which this is probably why, like when I was younger, I didn't have a whole lot of friends because I was always like, you know, looking out for the person. Like you, like if I know you have a temper, I'm not about to hype you up. Like you need right. some place to be, you know, to be open, but also, you know, hear some truth about, okay, maybe check this within yourself, or maybe right. let's take a second. Right. So yeah, I mean, and you do that for me sometimes too, because I'll be so mad at stuff and you're like, girl, did you think about this?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you definitely need to have friends like that instead of, I mean, I do have some friends that will hype it up, and like even I feel like even we do that sometimes with each other. Oh, when somebody yeah. does something just absurd, we're like, oh my goodness, you know. We talk about it da-da-da-da, and then that kind of just relieves it and you're done, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, having someone that does validate those feelings but also gives you the real and the truth, like you need friends like that. If you have friends that are always constantly agreeing with you, you might want to check the motive. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's yeah. not healthy. But yeah, so triangulation is, it can be messy and ugly, because now sometimes some people are venting, you know, like you're venting to your friend or whatever, mm-hmm. and they may or may not know this other person or the other person that you're venting about. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, that person's integrity might not tell them to go back and tell it or go back and forewarn this person. You know, they might not be set up that way to be like, I probably shouldn't say this because this person told me in confidence.
Yeah.
Or if they feel like they have loyalty, you know, people's loyalty is set up differently also. So they may be feeling like, well, you know, I'm friends with this person and I should tell them, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I mean, it just gets really sticky.
Yeah, I think that like, you know, first of all, I feel like I just have a automatic, like, don't tell because I'm a therapist. Like,
yeah.
when somebody tells me something, it's already kind of on lock. But then, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when it might be problematic, you know, I check in with them. And a lot of times it might be frustrating to some of my friends, but I give them disclaimers, like, when I know they're about to tell me something and I'm like, hold up. If I can't say anything about it, if I can't approach the person, if I can't, then please don't tell me, because I am going to be upset and I'm going to feel like I can't do anything about it.
Right.
And there's no way to, you know, to let it go. Like, it's so hard to manage that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's really important to, like, when you're talking to your friends, when you're, you know, when you hear something that might be problematic, maybe talk to that person and say, hey, did you talk to this person about it?
Yes.
The person that you're complaining about. Even though we're friends, like, for instance, like, if somebody told me something about you, Candace, then for some reason they felt like it was okay to tell me something about you. Mm-hmm. And if they felt that bold, then it's like, I would tell them, like, we must have a relationship. We must be friends or something.
Yeah. Because
nobody random is going to be like, oh, Rakita, did you hear about Kim? So if that's the case, then I'm going to tell that person, you need to talk to her about it. Because I'm not in the middle. I'm not going to try to facilitate this. Yeah. Now, if it's something that is a problem with your safety, or if you, you know, are in relationship with this person and this person is saying terrible things, then I'm going to tell that person, hey, just so you know, I'm going to talk to Candace about this, because right. to me, that's not okay.
Right. Right.
So, and I think it goes back to that quote, like, have loyalty to the person that's not there. Exactly. Like, if you hear something, then you are, you know, essentially.
So address it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's all I'm saying is, like, don't bring it back and then tell me I can't say anything, because that's when I get frustrated. You know, if I could, deal with it, and I'm like, okay, well, thanks for bringing that to my attention, you know, but then when it comes to, you didn't hear that from me, don't tell her I said it, don't do that. I'm like, are we in middle school or what? Like, I'm pushing 40. So. Yeah. And yeah. I've just always been that person. I'm not confrontational, but I don't like just this energy out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like a mental, like, and we're going to talk about this later, like when it comes to things that we can do to, you know, have more integrity. But I just feel like it's so important for our mental health, like to be able to have integrity. Like, and sometimes, you know, people might say, oh, well, we have a different kind of integrity. We do different things. And it's understandable if somebody has a different set of moral values, that's fine. But there's like this core principle of, you know, having everything match up, like having your what's in your head, what's in your heart, what's in your mind, all that needs to match up, or else you're going to feel, you know, this dissonance. You're going to feel like you're not being true to yourself and to other people. So I feel like that's where a lot of the drama comes in when it comes to any community. Right. But since we're part of the planner community, like I've seen that a lot.
Oh, I know. But yeah, I mean, you said it, like, if I can't address it, then don't bring it to my attention, you know? And that's the way I feel. But I don't like having this feeling. I mean, I just feel conflicted with the situation, but I've had some time to think about it. I'm going to call the person that brought the information to my attention and tell her again. I don't know if she'll listen to this episode or not, but I am going to call her and just let her know. And I feel like she already knows that because she did give me a disclosure.
Yeah.
Before. So she's like, you know, I know you don't like gossip. I know you don't like this, but that's what I called to do. And I was like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you know that about me, then please, 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 please respect it. I mean, as much as it's probably burning you to let it loose, just please respect that, because I feel like I was left with this gross information I can't even do anything about.
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest, I feel like it's also our responsibilities to like protect ourselves.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, because if somebody would have came up to me with that, I would be so curious and I'd be like, okay, tell me. but it's like, no, like if you just be true to what you know. Like if you know that there's about to be something and it's not gonna work out in your favor, it's not gonna give you peace, then protect it and say like, look, I hear you, but like I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear it.
Yep. Yeah, so I'll be sure in the future to be mindful of that. I usually am. Like, people don't just call me and tell me stuff like that, and you know, it's very rare, but
yeah. I mean, but you try, like, if I were to say, you know, Candace, I know you don't like gossip, but let me tell you something because I think it's important, you'd probably be like, oh, all right, you know, so it is just a matter of, it seems like a dance of just learning people, learning each other to, you know, make sure you aren't hurting, you know, your friends.
Right. And I know it wasn't intentional, but yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate something.
Yeah. So we needed to bring up the triangulation that happened a few years back.
Yes.
My Lord. And this, we just have to tell y'all, because this is a perfect example of just terrible. Yes. I don't even know the word for it. But
it's
it was
terrible. It's
it
awful.
Was like, I don't know what year, maybe like 2017.
Yeah. Probably 2016, yeah. Something.
Yeah, I think it was 17, because I feel like I still have tags from like 16. Anyway, so, you know, I don't know if you guys heard, you know, our previous podcast. Me and Candace, we met at a planner meetup at somebody's house. And, you know, everything was cool. Like, you know, I got to know Candace. It was really fun. We played in our planners and our stickers and all that. But what I was initially friends with this other person who is not part of the planner community anymore. But I was friends with her. And when I say friends, I want to be loose with that term because I didn't feel really close to her. We just had fun planning.
You just enjoy their company. Yeah.
Right. Plan together, but we didn't get into like deep friendship stuff, like talking about our personal lives, nothing like that. It was just like, ooh, did you see the new stickers? Did you see the new washi?
Yeah.
But there was a time when we had a planner meetup somewhere out of the state, and you know, me and Candace got a chance to connect, and we rolled back together, and we like, you know, really bonded, and so we created a real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got back, we got triangulated in some mess. Because the girl was mad at another girl and she was talking about how like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you guys are my friends. And, you know, it's just a shame that like people can't be like you guys. And I just want to give y'all a heads up. This is a red flag. Anytime somebody is downing somebody else and uplifting you, you need to watch out.
I'm not supposed to be their friend. Like,
right. Right.
Yeah.
Watch out. And so we were just, I mean, she was bawling and crying. So we're just like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, this is so upsetting. So we were like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, be there for you and whatever. So time goes on. Long story short, the girl basically tries to, you know, separate me and Candace. She felt like it was not okay for us to hang out separately. It was not okay for us to have our own, you know, planner time, our own friend time.
Mind you, she was invited. She chose not to come.
Exactly.
Nobody
and so
was
again,
including her.
Red flag, red flag. And she had anger issues, red flag.
Oh gosh.
So, I mean, a lot of people deal with anger, but like hers were on a different level, you know, when people experience trauma in their lives, like, you know, and it's not dealt with, then that's what happens.
Yeah.
So, me and Candace have been working together in my sticker shop. Mm-hmm. And so with that dynamic, you know, we just had a difference in what we believe the roles were, and we just had a misunderstanding there. And mm-hmm. So that led to going up. I think Candace, you were at her house.
MJ couldn't make it that time. She couldn't make it that time, and I had been over there, I think, early on, and maybe you and Dom had something, I don't know. I end up at this person's house later, and we were talking, and I was just kind of venting to her about the shop. Like, I just kind of didn't know what to do. I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm her partner or if I'm this or that. It was just, we were just having an issue with like what I'm supposed to do to be helping her in her shop, in MJ's shop. So this person says, why don't you just open your own shop? And I was like, you know, we're sitting there titty tottering about it. And I was like, okay, so this person basically helps me come up with the name. She comes up with the logo. She like literally drew the little butterfly thing out there, like everything. And so all I had to do was like start Etsy, pretty much. I had already created some type of designs for MJ's shop that I had on my laptop. So those were the ones that I kind of uploaded to my store or whatever. And then I sent MJ a text that night, and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm opening up my own shop. And so in that talking, and I hope this doesn't come off as like I'm blaming this person, but the situation was very much manipulated in her favor.
Yes. Because
this way, if me and MJ weren't getting along, there would be no more time of us hanging out together without her. You know, it was just that, you know, it's just very toxic. So some other conversation came up, like, oh, you know, MJ never tells any of her personal life. I don't know anything about her. You know, is she like an imposter? And I'm like,
we don't know anything about her dad.
Like, yeah, we don't know anything about anything. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, but MJ and I do talk about that. So here I am in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, so maybe they're not as close as I initially thought or something, you know, because MJ and I do talk about these things. But yeah, so it just became something different anyhow. And MJ is like, okay, what's really going on? You know, where did this text come from? And why is this feel some type of way? And she was valid. Like, she was right, because she should feel some type of way, because it was something. Like, there's malice now in this, and like these feelings of like, I don't really know who you are now, and I don't, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
anyway, this person orchestrates a meeting for me and me, her, and Marquita. It was just supposed to be us three, right? Mm. Yeah, MJ can tell about it.
So this meeting, first of all, before the meeting, I talked to the girl, because originally I thought the issue was between me and Candace. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, like, I need to, you know, we need to work through this, whatever. And I never usually opened up to anybody about anybody else, because, again, triangulation. I don't like it.
Right.
And so, but I was like, you know, you were there, the girl, she was there while, you know, Candace was upset. So I needed to, like, you know, I felt like, you know, I could share how I was feeling. So I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere. So I'm just wondering what that is. I'm going to talk to her. And then she said, why don't we all get together? And I was like, actually, no, I prefer to just talk to Candace about it, because the issue is just with me and Candace. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh, okay. And then she calls Candace and tells her, we all need to get together. And so then that's basically, she invites me over to her house, and I go over there, you know, because Candace, again, lives about an hour away. So I'm like, okay, Candace is already over there, I can go talk to her. And so I go and talk to her, or try to talk to her. But then here she comes out of nowhere saying all this stuff about how, you know, all these terrible things about me. And then her mom comes out and says all this, her husband. So I'm just like getting ganged up on. Yes, I'm getting ganged up on. And I'm like, this just turned into I don't know what. Yeah. And what needs to happen is I need to have a conversation with Candace. So at that point, I just shut down. And I feel like that's my go-to when I'm just feel overwhelmed. I just completely shut down and I'm like, quiet. So I was like, okay, thanks for your input. Goodbye. And so when I got home, I text Candace and I was like, we need to have a conversation, because this is not going well. This did not go well. And so when we finally met up, we finally had a conversation. It was productive. Like, we understood what was going on. And we got to resolve it. Mm-hmm. But with that other girl, like, inserting herself, it was havoc.
Which is because of insecurities, her own insecurities, rather than just, I don't know. It was just crazy. It was all just really crazy. And then even after, like, we stopped talking to her and everything, and she had different things going on in her life, and Marquita and I were, and our spouses or our significant others were even there to help support her and her family. I mean, even after all of this. And
yes,
you know, she had another instance, and we were there. Well, we were planning on being there to support her, but both of us had prior engagements that were really important, so we couldn't. And then, you know, then she was talking to us separately, but she was making it like neither one of us, you know, she wasn't talking to either one of us. So to MJ, she would act like she wasn't talking to me, and to me, she would act like she didn't talk to MJ. And then one day we just happened to be together, and she calls Remember that? We're in the parking lot and she calls and I'm like, what? You know, and the stuff she was saying, I was like, I literally just talked to her last week and none of this, like, so what is the deal? Yeah. So we just got to see it like straight head up, head on how she does. Like it was in our face. It was like, dude, this is what she's been doing all along. It's very toxic. And so, yeah, just be mindful of who you are. Hold yourself accountable with things. Think twice before the information you share, basically, is what we want to say. Just be mindful and think about what the information you feel the need to share is going to do. Or, you know, are you speaking up for your friend in the presence of other people, if somebody has something to say? Or, you know, just really get your loyalty, like your integrity. And I feel like integrity and loyalty kind of go hand in hand. You know, and so just kind of having that stuff intact. Sometimes we need to step back from situations in order to deal with them. You know, don't do it so much when you're emotional about it or when you're upset about it, but maybe, you know, take a step back, you know, talk about it, think about it, and then address it. Address it with the person maybe that brought you the information, or address it with the person who, you know, or ask them what their role was when, you know, well, what did you say when this person said this stuff, or what was your response when they said that about me or whatever. I feel like it falls into the hands of the person that's passing the information. You know, did you speak up for me? Did you take up for me? Like, what did you say? Or did you, I mean, how did you engage?
Basically? Right.
And with that, I just want to leave this quote. This is from Stephen Covey's book,
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People,
which is a really good book. I think we've recommended here several times because it's a really good book. Even for planner people, like everything, it's just a really good book. But here's one of the quotes. It says, integrity in the moment of choice. And there is a colon there. Quality of life depends on what happens in the space between stimulus and response. And I mean, you know, it kind of goes in with the quote we said at the beginning. But yeah, what are you doing as far as integrity in the moment you hear something and how you respond?
Right, right. And how are you, you know, how does it sit with you? Like, check your internal meter, you know, like check where you're at, check your emotions, check your thoughts, and don't be so reactive. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, what happens in the planner community, in any community, is that we hear something, something happens, and then we think about it for a hot second, and then we respond to it. But we're not checking within ourselves. Is our response congruent with how we feel? Is it congruent with what we think, what we believe, our values? And when you take a second to do that, then a lot of times you realize, okay, this should be my next step, not you know, maybe to spread it, or not to go on somebody's Facebook and tear them apart, you know, like, take a minute and evaluate your internal meters and then respond.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. Yep. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah. I mean,
we just wanted to talk about that and kind of get that out there, because there is a lot of drama out here. Not just hearsay or whatever, and not just, you know, planner drama, but like shop drama. You know, some shop owners, I see different things and whatever, but that's next week's episode. We're going to talk about copying and loyalty.
Woof.
In this community. I think that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.